What are we doing after this one?
I have options.
Just so I can see that screen.
I have things. I don't know what, but there's stuff.
That was a Taco Bell burp. there was no substance to it.
When I was in Spokane, I got to see an elevated Crunchwrap. A restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, made a Crunchwrap.
They also made
a homemade Choco Taco.
I think we make Crunchwraps at home. Welcome to the Buckhorn Podcast. I'm Martel, and with me always is Mike and Melissa at the Mac Shack. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
As I was saying, I do make Crunchwraps at home on our Blackstone.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
It's real easy. Real easy.
Yeah.
You just need to get the tostados, like the big tostados things, and you just meat, put all your shit on it.
What was that noise?
That's usually the after taco noise.
Well, yeah, it's the putting the sour cream and guacamole on things. The squirt.
Yeah, I get it. I see it. Yeah. Thank you for continuing to make that noise. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be that kind of show.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of show. We haven't recorded in like 2 weeks.
Yep. I've been traveling for 2 weeks.
You have been, yes.
Yeah, and I was traveling last week.
You all have been the traveler, but not travelers. Whiskey, because that shit was gross, but traveling.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And then I leave again on Tuesday.
Where are you going?
Salt Lake City.
Ooh, I like Salt Lake City.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's Mormons there. Yeah. They have a new thing they do.
Yeah.
So
No. just stop. Right? Whatever you're going to say, just.
They have magic underwear.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we drinking?
Come on, Melissa. This is great. I don't know. Mike?
Peanut butter old fashions.
Peanut butter old fashions. So what is in this?
So this is chocolate bitters, and I added a little bit of black walnut bitters also.
Okay.
Peanut butter whiskey, and a half ounce of peanut butter whiskey, and an ounce and a half of bourbon. I used Barrel Proof Larceny for this.
Okay, so you used the weeded larceny with sheepdog?
Yep.
Sheepdog. And
it smells good.
Well, I have to point out that the garnish is a mini Reese's cup, so that was a nice touch.
Yeah, and the garnish on metal picks.
Yes.
So I can pick my teeth out later. And this does smell absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that doesn't suck.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That is good. It's a little sweet for me, but it's good.
I can give you some.
That is definitely a dessert drink.
Oh, yeah. Then you can stab somebody with one of these fuckers.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit of poison on there and give them a little.
Well, and I just feel like prick. How many times at the bar have I wanted to stab
a bartender?
No, I was not going in that direction. A patron.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I figured it'd be bartender because they fill your glass up.
No. Shout out to bartenders. I was one. I love y'all.
Some of them are good.
They deal with a lot of shit. I'll tell you that.
Well, they do. So have you been to Salt Lake before?
Yeah. Oh, so many times.
Okay. Just, you know, so you've been to the bars then.
Yeah.
And they use the perfect pour system.
Yes.
They have to.
One-ounce pour. It's horseshit. How do the Mormons get to run the entire state? Over there.
There is a really cool bar there called Prohibitions. And when you walk in, it's like an old pharmacy storefront. And you're like, oh, I'm feeling so distressed. And they're like, we have the perfect prescription for that. And then they open up a secret door and you go back and it's this whole bar. It's really fun. It's a cool place.
I wasn't there. Wherever we went when I was there, it's been probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago now.
Did they still have the privacy screens? At the bars where they can't make a cocktail in front of people?
No, because I was there for Adobe, with Adobe for Adobe Summit. And so every bar that I went to, Adobe had rented out. So every party, Adobe had rented the entire bar. So they were just mixing stuff. But it came to a point where, like, all the alcohol was free. But they were still using the perfect pour system. So I'm like, I need blah, whatever it was. And they're like, I said, but I need two shots in every one. And they're like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, then I need 30. And he's like, we can't give you 30 either. And I just pulled out $100 bill. I'm like, 30 shots. And he's like, you have to be able to carry them all at once. That's the only way I'm going to get you 30 shots. I finger fucked every one of those glasses. It was just like, puh, 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 and I would have like pinned together.
I would have found a server tray, be like, done, let's do this. I will push a table over here.
I will get all of these out of here. But I did. I ended up like, I had like finger fucked all the glasses, and then I was pressing glasses together. And so like my hands were this far apart, and there were glasses like in between glasses, like in between my fingers, under the palms of my hands. I got over to the table. I was just like, boom. They were like, holy shit. I'm like, it took $100, but.
But they're here.
That got them all.
Yeah.
So then everything that they got was all tips anyway, because the alcohol was free. So I'm just like, the guy got 100. And so when I went back up to order again, not a problem.
Yeah. Not an issue.
It wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
I didn't give him another $100, but.
No, Prohibitions is really cool. They ended up having a burlesque show, and even like a, I feel like it was a version of like pole dancing. Like it was a cleaner, right? I mean, it was still a, it's not like New Orleans.
It's a sport.
It was, yeah. And you're, they actually like taught a little bit of a little, like a mini class too. It was super fun. So Prohibition, Salt Lake City, highly recommend. Fun spot.
I would check that out.
They have the swing.
Didn't yeah, it was the swing. Sex swing. It was the swing. Sorry, yeah. Not the pole, the swing. It was fun.
Was it in the red room?
It was, no, it was not.
There's no sex in the champagne room.
No, except there is. That's the joke, people. So, yeah, it's this past week's been, it's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys were busy. I had all this house shit going on, like.
How's the basement coming?
I was going to say, was it the basement stuff?
It's all basement stuff. So basement's coming along. Like I just responded to a text from my contractor because he was supposed to come tomorrow. And he's like, hey, sorry, I got an appointment tomorrow, which means he's doing another job. I'll be there Tuesday through Friday. I'm like, yeah, no worries. Whatever. I'm not going to bitch and yell at the guy.
It's not like you're sleeping down there. No. And you don't have a place to go.
Right. So it's like I'm in a hurry to get it done, but I'm not going to like, nope, fuck you. Be here.
Right.
I need this done. We should have been done last month, but things come up, whatever.
Flooring.
Flooring was an issue.
I got all the flooring. So that's why I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, he was supposed to be there Friday. And I sent him a text because typically I wouldn't. I'd just be like, all right, he's not here. He's not coming. Whatever. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't showing up at like 11 o'clock because he's done that before too. Because for whatever reason, Bentley starts limping around about 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't know. Left paw in the air, and every time you pick him up, he whines and winces. So I'm like, fuck. So I start like, you know, checking his legs and make sure, you know, joints are intact. There's nothing's broken. I don't feel anything, but every time you would rub your thumb with his wrist on the inside, not across it, he would yelp. I'm like, all right. I don't think it's broken. I think it's just sprain, but I called the vet anyway. I'm like, hey, is there any chance I can bring him in today, have him checked out? They're like, well, we're super busy. Give me a second. So they come back outside. They come back on the phone. She's like, yep. She goes, head over now. We'll try to get you in between appointments. She goes, I can't guarantee that it's going to be, you know, 5 minutes.
Right away.
I'm like, all right, yeah, no problem. So I head over. Doctor comes in. He's like, starts checking him. He's like, he's not limping. He didn't whimper or whine when the doctor checked him out the first time.
Of course not.
The second time, though.
Okay.
He's like, oh, and I was like, okay, that's what he did to me. And he's like, all right. He goes, I think it's just a tissue sprain. No big deal. We'll give him some gabapentin and something else. Take him till they're done. Keep him, you know, from running around. Yeah. It's like telling a 3-year-old, don't run through the house.
Right.
Yeah.
That he is through right. back. So he's fine. Everything's good with him. He's... Like, keep telling Harley, like, stop running with the fucking dog. He wants to play. I'm like, leave him be. Don't pick him up. And so now it's just kind of, he grabs toys and just, like, rips them around the house and flings them across the room. So he's fine.
I'm not going to finish this. I already feel it, though. So it's a heavy hitter without you realizing that it's a heavy hitter. But it's too sweet for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you finish that. It was good. You know me. I would rather do a pornographically dirty martini than a sweet drink, so.
Party foul. Can you hand me those napkins?
We can do... Maybe. Yes, I can. So Friday, I moved 66 boxes of flooring. Doesn't sound like a lot. Down to the basement.
No, that's
gotta appreciate that CrossFit.
But they're like 60 pounds a piece. It is ridiculous.
Farmers carry.
Nope. It was
over the shoulder.
It was basically like a half over the shoulder, slung down.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 3 hours to move. Well, I kept stopping. ADD. I'd like go off and do this other thing. Like at one point, I think I stopped and put Lexi's license plate on her car. And then I stopped again. And
dude, 60 pounds up and down stairs 66 times. Yeah, stop. Yeah. Take a break.
I think in just back and forth, I did somewhere around 8,000 steps.
Yeah.
Just up and down the steps, good back job. And forth. So I didn't go work out on Friday.
Because you already worked out.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, and then Saturday did the Festivus Games was at CrossFit Outer Belt.
Oh, fun.
So shot that. That was fun. And now I have to edit and go through 1,600 photos.
Ooh, that's a lot of photos.
I hate going through photos. Like, well, I hate the whole sorting process.
Right. And especially like when you're photographing like CrossFit type moves where you got 20 shots of someone's
the same thing,
clean and jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I try to for stuff like that, I try to limit because you can only photograph someone doing double unders.
Right. Right.
So many times. Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
And you get, unless they're making, but I'm always looking for facial expression.
Yeah.
So I'll shoot, you know, I may shoot the same guy 20 times throughout that whole event, but I'm focused like, hey, here's an away shot, but it's always focused on, I want face. I want,
right.
I just, and they're close ups. Like I want expression. I want
to see your
down.
Veins popping.
I want like grunts and groans and
tears rolling tears, down faces. Yes.
Like one guy was super, super, super verbal. Every time he'd win, he'd be like, yeah, baby. Yeah. Fuck you. Woo. And he'd just run through the gym. I'm like, oh, this must be his first competition. I mean, he's the only one acting like
I'm
this.
I'm just saying I can add 15 pounds if I say the word fuck.
Yeah. Actually, it's science.
There grunts. I've read the research study.
There's a stink bug. It's right a little light.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. It is that time of year where they all come back out.
Our backyard is going to be real exciting this summer.
Oh, I bet.
It's the cicada season.
Oh, God.
And we...
Oh,
and it's
there's
like,
two of
yeah,
them.
Yes.
It's like the super cicada season. Yeah. And that's actually how we met Katie Shank.
No, it's not. No.
No, you knew her from the gym.
That's how you met Katie.
That's how I met Katie Shank.
Yeah, because she came because we were having the cicada apocalypse, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. Sorry, thank you.
You're good.
8 or 9 years ago. And she wanted to bring over her youngest. And so she brought a couple beers and her child. And we watched the cicadas come out. And we had chickens. And they would eat so many cicadas.
They wanted to throw up.
They did. Like they would lumber back into their coop and like just
lay there. And birds can't
throw
up either.
I mean, it looked like Thanksgiving Day.
It's like foie gras.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
For several days in a row.
Those eggs are real good, though.
I bet they were.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So many cicadas.
I was trying to get Liz to get another dog. And this
around the same time one went to the vet.
Yes. This leads to
bad timing.
Kind of leads to chicken talk. So I was trying to get her another, like, I was like, we should, this was yesterday or Friday, because Bentley's mom had puppies. Like, we can literally get him a sibling.
Right.
And she's like, we're just taking one dog to the vet. She goes, and she wants $1,200 for a dog. I don't want to spend another $1,200 for a dog. And I'm like, but it's one of Bentley's siblings. Like, it's legitimately one of his siblings. And she's like, no, no, no. So then she sends me an Instagram story the other day. Or no, she tells me that my cousin, she's like, so your cousin, they just got a mini pony. A mini donkey. That's what it was. I'm like, and you want one? She goes, oh, they're so cute. I'm like, so you want a mini donkey? I said, I don't think we can have a mini donkey here. She goes, but they're really, really adorable. I'm like, do you know how much a mini donkey cost? I said, not as much as a dog. Or I said, more than a dog. And she's like, but she goes, but they're so cute. I'm like, we should get a kangaroo. I said, and I looked it up. I'm like, laws in Ohio, we can own a wallaby.
Oh my gosh. I would like to own a baby goat.
I wouldn't get a goat.
Well, I hear they're really stinky.
Yeah.
But they're so cute. They and when they jump cute. And you can put them in onesies.
And you scare them and they stiffen up and fall down.
Those are the fainting goats. Ones. Yeah. They're so cute.
Well, the wallaby went to, she goes, no, we can't have wallaby. We're not getting a wallaby. And I'm like, but I think we can get away with having a wallaby here. I said, we have a fence. And like the wallaby's not going to jump over the fence. The wallabies are only, they only stand 30 inches or 40 inches tall. And like they're only 30 inches long. So it's really not much bigger than Benny is. Benny would have a friend. And she's like, we're not getting a wallaby. I'm like, I couldn't have chickens either. I said, because chickens are blood. And she's like, well, we can't have chickens here anyway. I'm like,
oh, you can't have chickens where you're at?
No.
Aww.
No chickens in the subdivision.
Okay.
And I'm like,
chickens are easy.
I know.
Yeah.
I wanted chickens.
Roosters, no. Chickens, yes.
Yeah, I wanted chickens at the old house, but then we had coyote and fox issues. So
Ruby really likes our chickens.
I know. I've seen her.
She has had them in her mouth before, and we've had to
pry them away.
Yes. So and she really likes going in the chicken coop because there's all kinds of tasty nuggets in there. It's disgusting.
Yuck. Oh, God. But, and then, yeah, so there was that whole conversation and whatever. And
I'd be like, you can have it, but you got to clean up after it.
Yeah.
I do love having two dogs, though.
I think two dogs is good. It gives the other dog, like,
company. You don't have to play with it.
Not all the
time.
They
can play with each other.
And like Misha's really old. She's 13 or 14. And Ruby has definitely made her younger.
Oh, yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Because now Misha has to either get out of the way or play.
Yes.
Or like, look, bitch.
There's been a lot of that.
This is still my house.
Yeah.
You're here on my good graces.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, just to remind you, I'm going to hump you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dominance. Well, that's what I wanted to get. I wanted to get another mini Aussie Doodle. And she's like, no. So I started looking. I just immediately pulled up the Fairfield County dog site.
Oh, because they're overcrowded right now.
They have a dog named Milkbone. Milkbone, they have him listed as a pit bull. He looks structurally, facially, fur pattern, identical to Diesel.
Oh.
And he's still young. And I'm like, they still have Milkbone. He looks like Diesel. And she's like, we're not getting another big dog. I'm like, so we can get a small dog. She's like, I fucking hate you.
I mean, valid.
Like, yeah, that sounds. Liz, that I sounds. See
you. So I'm
familiar.
I'm working on it. Like, I. We need another dog for Benny. Like, he gets so excited when one of Lexi's friends brings her dog over.
Yeah.
And then they just go out in the backyard and run.
I will say, I was hesitant to get two dogs. I bit the bullet because we had the opportunity to rescue a bulldog.
Yeah.
And we got a second dog. And then when he died, because he was really sick,
He was old, too, when you got him.
He was old
already.
And sick and, like, just a hot mess. Loved that dog. Misha did not love that dog. But it was interesting, like, when he died, the difference from two dogs to one dog was stark, and we're like, we're getting another dog.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's, well, that actually happened with my neighbor. So before she moved, she had two dachshunds, and they would come over, and Diesel and the three of them would just run around. She moved, and Diesel was just like.
Right. They do. They get bummed.
He was bummed out. Yeah. He was bummed out.
It's like when your friend moves away.
Yeah. I mean, he was bummed out when we had cats and our cats passed away. Like, he was bummed out when the cats passed away.
Yeah.
And the one cat actually liked him. Like, they liked each other. The other cat didn't really like Diesel. But Cinder was our Russian blue.
Pretty.
He loved Diesel.
Yeah.
And they would lay together. And then when he passed, it was just like, he was moped around the house. And
we already know when Misha goes because she is older, and we kind of, you know, when your dog gets to be that age and you start bracing yourself, like every little thing, you're like, is this it?
Yeah.
Or she starts acting weird. You're like, oh, is this the beginning? And she's held in there. But I do think that when Misha goes, it won't take too long before we get another.
Not at all.
I wouldn't wait. Like, Liz made me wait a year. And I'm glad I did because I love Bentley. He's great.
Right.
He just barks too much when people come in the house. Like, I come in the house and he starts barking. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dog.
You know who I am.
Like, I walk in the house. I'm like, hey, Benny. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I said your name. You know my voice. You should understand it's me. Because he comes out, like, not tail wagging. He comes out in an attack position. He's not attacking anybody.
Right.
Like, you jump at him, his ass is gone.
I'm going to be over here.
He's like, bah, 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 oh, shit. He called my bluff. So he ain't attacking anybody. I think if he had to, he would. But I don't. I think if someone, if God forbid, someone breaks into this house, someone broke into the house and they heard him, they just stomp at him and he'd be like, okay, I'll go lay in my crate. You guys, I'll close the door and lock it for you too. Right. Everything's in the basement.
Yeah. Just head there.
Just fucking go down there.
It's fine.
Yeah, so. Ruby is a sweet girl, but she's got an intimidating bark.
She does.
She like, and it's funny because like if she's in her kennel and she wants to get up, it's
little like wimpy like if, whiny yeah, stuff.
Yeah, but like if there's a bird in the yard,
oh, bird be Fuck, gone,
fucking bird.
Yeah,
that was Diesel. Diesel never barked unless we were playing. Like I couldn't tell you if he barked when someone actually broke into the house, but he never barked once for anything other than wanting to go outside. Or wanting to come back in, or if we were playing.
Yeah.
Didn't bark at people who showed up at the house. Remember, he hid. Like, we would get, not like hide, like scared. He would stand on the other side of the door where people couldn't see him. So off to the side.
You can't see me. I can't see you.
And it wasn't a scared thing, though. We would walk up to the front. So when we would get, like, Jehovah's that would come to the door, I'd walk to the front door. He'd be right behind me. And then, so you walk to the front door. And you could go to the right was the bathroom. To the left was our dining room. He'd go to the left, turn around, and stand so that they couldn't see him standing behind the wall.
Okay.
And he'd just sit there. And I'd crack the door, and I'd talk to them. And they're like,
oh, have you
like,
found Jesus? Have you guys lost Jesus? Him again?
I'm like, you guys need to find him. I said, here's the problem. I'm getting ready to let my dog out. I said, he's 120 pounds. So you've got, I don't know, probably 20 seconds for me to get from this door to the garage door and get it open before he gets out. And they're like, what? I'm like, big dog. And I'd just close the door and I'd walk away and I'd go hit the garage door button and I would just let him out and boom, he'd sprint outside. He just wanted to love on them. He just wanted someone to pet him and he just wanted to lick them. But they don't know that because all they see is a 120-pound mutt running at their Mercedes minivan, like going after them all the way down the driveway, and they're like backing up feverishly. And I'm like, yeah, don't come back. So I used him for good.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. Hope you find him.
Yeah.
He wasn't here.
Because he's not here. So, but I want another, my goal is to get another big dog. Like I loved having that big, stupid fucking mutt just laying around the house.
Yeah. Yep. Big dogs are fun.
Big dogs are great.
I'm empty.
So,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
Next?
So, what do you want to do next? So, I had talked about, I
figured the New York Sour we'll save.
Okay.
For the next one, because I feel like that would be a weird jump.
That is
right
a
away.
weird jump.
That would be a weird jump right away. Yeah. And
so,
I just happened to be. I think I've made one before.
Okay.
I think I've made one before, and I just happened to be. I was drinking some Booker's. We did Booker's. I was drinking a different version. No. Yeah, I was drinking a different version than what we had on the show the last time you were on. And Liz had this cab she was drinking. And I'm like, it wasn't super dry, but it wasn't like a semi-sweet.
Okay.
It was weird. It wasn't Liz's thing. Or like something that's very grapey isn't her thing.
Okay.
She likes tannins and she likes dry.
I feel like Liz and I have the same wine profile.
Yeah. But it was really good. It wasn't crazy sweet, but she picked up this bottle and I can't remember the name of it. I want to say it was like Porterman's or some shit like that. But it was a cab. It was dry, but it had this sweetness to it that most dry wines don't have. It was weird.
Like it was jammy.
Lightly jammy.
Okay.
Not heavy jammy, sure. Like lightly jammy. And I'm like, oh. So I like took a sip of that and then I had my whiskey and I didn't like palate cleanse. I just took a sip. I'm like, oh, it's really good. Handed it back to her, took a sip. I was like, oh my God. It was like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
I was like, holy shit. All right. So I went and poured more of my Booker's and I like walked through the kitchen. I was like, splash.
Yeah.
Swirl. It wasn't that good.
Okay. So it was more just the.
It was real good when I just took a sip of hers and then took a sip of.
I was about to say, because I'll open up some wine.
Oh, no. You can open up wine. I was just saying, like, when I mixed. Like physically mixed the two and swished it around, it wasn't as good as when I took the sip,
yeah,
and then like a minute or two later took the sip of bourbon.
We were just in DC and we were at an Italian restaurant, Greek and Italian, and I tried this wine that I'd never tried before, and I don't even remember what kind of wine it was because it wasn't on the list.
It was a Greek wine.
We would say it into the mic. I don't know if people.
It was a Greek wine.
Greek wine. Volcanic ash.
Yeah, like grown at high altitude near volcanic ash. And so we were describing some of the wines that we like, that we like big, bold flavors, spark rocks, and, you know, like part of an old tire come out and we're into it.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, well, you can try this one. She's like, it's really minerally. And I'm like, cool, I like rocks.
Like salt or like...
So I also did not know what that meant. And so she brings me the glass of wine and it looks super promising. Like thick, red, it's got legs, gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be super exciting. And I try my first sip. And you came into my brain, the three-sip rule, right?
Three-sip rule.
Three-sip rule. So I'm like, whoa, this first sip. When she said minerals, what she meant was it will be effervescent on your tongue and you will wonder if something is wrong with this. Oh. And so I take another sip and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know that this is going to work. Sip number three, the mineraliness. Tamed down a little bit, and I was able to drink it, and I sent it over to Mike to try, and he tried it, and he'll give you his take on it. But
did they aerate it?
I have no idea. Like, I just get it in the glass, right? I don't know what the alcohol content on that was, but like, I drank it. It was great. After the first three sips, I moved to a different wine. I knew I couldn't do another glass of it, but dude, I got so sick that night. Like, not like throwing up, but we were dancing later on in a party, and I was like, whoa, there's a wave of nausea. I don't, if someone ever tells me again, this is heavy on the minerals, I'd be like, no thanks.
But that's a weird description, though.
It was.
Minerals could be anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, a really interesting taste. It was kind of... like almost science experimenty.
It
like.
Was. Like, I'd say it was like not Pepto. What was this? What are the things, the seltzer that you'd like?
Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer. It kind of reminded me of Alka-Seltzer on my mouth, where really? It was kind of like those bubbles. But it,
so was it,
just,
it, did it go bad?
I it almost tasted that way, but like,
I think
I've
it
had,
was meant to be that way.
Yeah, I think
it
that
had
was
like a light carb, like a not like a carbonation, but like a fizz.
Effervescence.
Yeah, like a fizz.
But like, you wouldn't, if you looked at the glass, you wouldn't see any kind of fizzing. It was more like that's how it broke on your mouth. It was weird.
That is
so
weird.
I've never had anything like that again. I don't need to repeat the experience.
That's fine.
I
don't need to repeat your experience.
Yeah. What are we drinking?
This is a Platinum Reserve Trader Joe's 2013 Meritage.
All right.
This is a 2013 vintage.
Oh, yeah. It's
very, very grapey.
It is very grapey.
It is.
I can smell it. I haven't even tried it yet.
No, man. We're like two for two of things that I'm not super excited about. Sorry. I mean, I was due because I had...
That's not bad.
I like it. You know what? Oh, shit. I should have brought my Booker's. This is almost like, well, the Booker's is, what is the barrel proof?
60.
So it's, 120 would work.
Yeah.
Experiment time.
Okay.
We're going to experiment.
Okay. That's too, it's too jammy for me. It's too sweet.
Well, this may or may not change your mind. So this is very similar to what I had. Are we all equal there?
Close enough.
We're fine.
All right. So Larceny, this is Larceny Barrel Proof B521, which I've never had this one.
I thought we've had it. We may have had it. On
maybe
the show.
We've had
know.
It on the show. Like,
but it's 60.
It's 60.5. So it's 121 proof. I'm not a huge Larceny fan. I don't know what it is about Larceny. They're hit or miss. Like, every barrel proof in normal bottle is hit or miss. Like, the C920s are supposed to be good. And that's basically, like, ABC is the time of the year. So like A's are beginning of the year, C's are end of the year. The 9-5, whatever, that's the month. And then I think the 21 is the day, I think. Okay. I could be completely off base, but I know it's not the year.
Okay.
Because C920 was just released, or C923, maybe it is the year, I don't know, was just released not too long ago. But it's going to be heavy, but it's a wheat, so it's sweeter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of ethanol.
Yeah, you're going to hit a, that's, I think that's what I don't like about the Larceny, is it's very ethanol-y. Yes.
Yes, it is. And it is sweeter.
Yeah. It's a wheat.
The weeded bourbons tend to be sweeter.
See, I'm worried because that was sweet and this is sweet. We'll see what happens.
So take a drink. So take a drink of that first to cleanse your palate. Get some water. Rinse your mouth out. And then take a just a small sip of the wine. Not, you don't need like a gulp of it. Just enough to coat your mouth. Because this is what I ended up doing essentially the other night.
All right, now sip of the wine.
Little sip of the wine. Nothing crazy.
It is a very different hit. It's not as sweet.
Yeah. So then give it, I don't know, like another 20 seconds or so. Or now. And then try the whiskey.
That went down smoother. You also tasted the viscosity differently.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is, it's a completely science. Different thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, less, now the wine is not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The whiskey isn't, is, and is this it, is what I experienced the other night. Like, this isn't like I'm making shit up on the fly. Like, the whiskey is not as ethanol-y. Yes. It doesn't have as much burn.
Yep.
It's almost like doing a primer.
When you start something heavy. When you start mixing those compounds, like it's like adding the saline.
Yeah.
It or adding water to whiskey, it brings out different flavors. It's like letting your whiskey sit for 5 or 6 minutes before you try it.
Right.
You know, once the oxygen gets to it, it changes the flavor profile. The other thing same is, with
I
the bet wine. You
if we aerated this, it'd have a completely different. I don't know where you're.
Where's the?
Your, I think it's inside.
Boo.
I can go get it. I know where the house is.
Oh.
It just feels like a long journey for a mediocre tasting wine. Sorry.
Need to get another one. Just keep it out here.
I mean, maybe so.
Maybe it's not a mediocre tasting wine once we.
To me.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I enjoy this, but this needs to be.
It's a one glass.
If this was a little bit more dry. Like the sweetness can stay, but if it was a little bit more dry, oh,
there
I'd be
it is.
On it.
That's a is that the Bubs?
Yeah,
Bubs collagen.
Because Liz has been giving me shit because I've been aerating all my whiskey with my frother, which okay. is a thing. We did it,
yeah,
and it works quite nicely.
Ooh, yeah, a little bit different. For sure, a little bit different.
Okay.
I feel like it's not as sweet.
Well, that's good. Sorry, I'm so...
You're so jaded.
I am. I'm also a little grumpy. I'm tired. I've been traveling a lot, so...
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the trip.
Yeah, you guys just recently got back from D.C., right?
That is definitely better after aeration.
Yep.
I still...
And that is why you aerate wine.
But I'm sorry. This tastes like communion wine.
Yeah, I was about to say, it is a little Manischewitz-y.
It is. Oh.
Uh-ohs.
Rut-row.
Rut-rows. How'd that happen? Did
gravity.
I do
that?
Yeah, so if you like communion wine, if you like Manischewitz...
Well, hi, <I'm>.
You might like this.
Passover starts tomorrow.
It does.
Well, when this airs, Passover starts today.
So might I recommend the 2013? Yeah,
no, it'll be the second
day. It'll be the second day.
Huh. Well.
So how was your guys' trip? You guys did D.C., right?
Well,
we did
I had
New Orleans first.
New Orleans and then D.C.
I had a business trip to New Orleans, and he tagged along.
Right.
Because, you know, we just had to buy the flight because the hotel was free.
Big brain thinking.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And then We left New Orleans on a Wednesday. Horrible weather.
When they got all those tornadoes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we went through some stuff. I'm like, this car's going to stall out. Like, literally,
we're gonna die.
Yeah, like I literally several times checked the floorboards. I'm like, I can't believe there's not fucking water in the car right now.
And I'm like in the middle of a business call, so I just happen to glance out the window. I'm like, there's a lot of water.
Meanwhile, I'm just like, holy fuck, we're gonna have to like get out and walk through a fucking lake to get out of here.
Is that a cow?
Yeah, right. Damn cow. Near.
Another cow, like, yeah. And then we got to the airport and there's so many people and we couldn't figure it out. They weren't letting anybody out. And then all these people keep showing up.
New Orleans stopped incoming flights at their airport of origination. Like if you were flying from Maryland, they were like, nope, you can't come.
Oh.
Well, and we found out later that a tornado hit just outside of New Orleans.
Yeah, like wiped out, you know, a bunch of trailer parks. And warehouses.
Yeah.
See, if we got rid of trailer parks, we wouldn't have tornadoes.
Right.
Oh my goodness. That's science.
Yeah. I mean, trailer parks always get hit by tornadoes, and tornadoes are always at trailer parks.
And tornadoes can't hit Ohio at noon on a Wednesday.
Right. It's always in the middle of the night.
So
at
then
a trailer park.
We went to DC and we're staying at a Sheraton right by the Pentagon. It's the first time I've seen the Pentagon.
I've been to that Sheraton.
Yeah, not.
They
Not
are
the
doing.
Nicest.
They are doing construction right outside of there.
They were doing construction when I was there. And, the same construction.
And what happens when you do construction on an like unmanned field? It pushes every rodent, rat, mouse, mm-hmm. everything to a different place, which happened to be
the Sheraton.
Yeah, they had Sheraton. A bunch of like boxes that were rat like, traps.
Well, that was new then.
Yeah. So. One of the people who were on the PTEC group with us.
I mean, okay, you're fine. Yeah. It's fine. But I just
like
it's fine.
Yeah. He goes to his totally room and outside of his room is six rat traps. He's like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Whoa,
so
no.
Then we ended up at the Canopy Hotel downtown DC, which was beautiful.
Canopy
actually.
By Hilton was fucking amazing.
It was beautiful. It reminded us a lot, actually, of the hotel we stayed at in Rome, which was awesomely nostalgic.
Which was a Hoxton.
Yeah, that was pretty
Shout
cool.
Shout out Hoxton.
Oh,
so it was
a nice.
Great trip, really fun. And then I was home for like 36 hours and had to go to Spokane for a work trip.
Washington?
Yeah.
Washington?
Washington.
As my mother-in-law would say. Washington.
Yeah.
Washington.
And stayed at a nice hotel there. So
the Sheraton at the Pentagon is where, so when I had to go pick up my bottle of whiskey in Virginia, that's where my brother-in-law just happened to be in D.C. working.
Okay.
Is that so when you got
the barrel strength?
Old Raleigh?
A Smith Bowman.
A Smith.
So he just happened to be, jumping back to Christmas. We're down in Florida, and I had won the lottery, the bottle lottery, to go purchase the bottle. I'm like, fuck, like, Virginia's a six-hour drive away. I don't want to drive there and drive back. Like, that's, I don't want to get a place to stay because I'm super cheap about shit. I'm just like, I don't think I'm going to go get it. My brother-in-law, who is a whiskey guy, he's like, I'd fucking go get it. And I'm like, I understand you would go get it, but here's the thing. I'm hyper lazy. I don't want to drive there and drive back.
That I've ever heard the term hyper lazy.
Hyper lazy.
But I am fucking here for
yes.
it.
Well, with certain things, I just don't want to do them. Like, I just don't want to fucking
like this
drive.
Could benefit me, but also no.
But also, I have to put it. That's too much effort to take that drive by myself. So I end up, he calls me. He's like, hey, I'm in D.C. I'm going to be in D.C. this weekend. And I'm like, oh, this is the last weekend I get to go pick up that whiskey. And he goes, yeah, so I have a room with two beds. I'm like, you mean we're not snuggling? And he's like, we can, but I've got a room with two beds. He's like, so why don't you?
I call Big Spoon.
Yeah, he's like, so why don't you leave at like 5 o'clock in the morning, drive to Virginia to get your whiskey. He's like, by the time you get your whiskey and drive up to DC, I should be out of my meeting and I should be free. I'm like, all right, cool. So I drive. I'm like, I just tell Liz. It was like a last minute thing. I'm like, I'm taking your car. I'm going to DC. She's like, you're going to get that whiskey. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get the whiskey.
And?
Better.
Better? Yeah, see, larceny's not a, I'm not a big larceny fan.
Yeah, today's been kind of meh for me so far. Sorry. Yeah.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
Love
you're
you all.
Right. That happens.
It happens. Shit, I mean, like, shit happens. Some days you feel like drinking. Some days you force yourself to.
What?
I tell you, I was like having a stressful day, and I was like, "Oh, I would really love some bourbon right now." I'm like, "Why? Well, I don't know that I've ever said that."
Well, see, so. that's when you know you're starting to like it.
Yeah,
and you
like
want to become a bourbon
so.
Drinker.
What was it like 3 weeks ago? We were like, "Oh, we're not recording this week. That's a bummer." And I was like, "I got a place we can go."
I mean, just.
She was like, I really like that Middle West.
I do. I love
it. Everybody's going to know your name.
Yeah.
Just say, like, hey, Middle West, this non-bourbon drinker became a bourbon drinker because of you. Like, it's really good.
I can pass that message along.
Yeah.
Mike sent it up. We had an unexpected, our kiddo had an unexpected hospitalization, and I had to spend the weekend in Cleveland, and I was just like, can you send me up some, actually, can you just put some Middle West in a bottle for me? And
yeah, so I sent a flask.
He did, and it. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're
it was
welcome.
It was an unexpectedly rough day and Middle West.
Like,
went up for
you.
A doctor's appointment.
It was supposed to be a virtual appointment. We knew a couple days before that it needed to be switched to an in-person visit. The in-person visit turned into, oh, shit, you need to be admitted and we need to do surgery. So it was like, oh, swing and a miss.
But everything's fine now. Good?
Ish.
Ish.
She is okay. Physically stable. They have a plan, but she'll need another surgery in a couple months. So... Yeah.
No bueno.
No bueno. So,
but looking on the brighter side of things, it looks like you're going to be buying more Middle West spirits.
Right. I mean, the silver lining.
There's a silver lining to
this. Is that Middle West really did help me feel better in that moment.
That's
so thank you, Middle West.
Middle West is a comfort bourbon.
Yes. Yeah. It is a comfort bourbon.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me when I'm like, I really need Middle West bourbon tonight. Can you make that happen?
It doesn't really say anything other than you enjoy their product.
Yeah. I do. And like, I'm a heavy, like, I really, really love my Cab Savs. I like my cheeks to pucker. Like, I like a tanniny, like, super hardcore cab. I like dirty martinis. Like, they better be tinged green. And so the Middle West is a nice addition to the very select repertoire of things that I go to when I need.
I think
Johnny's going to be very excited that you said repertoire.
Yeah, he likes big words. So I think
shout out to Johnny because
Johnny, he did give a shit for not saying hi to him on the last episode, which was recorded like 8 weeks ago. I think you like high proof whiskeys.
Yeah, probably.
Like 120s plus.
And Wheaties.
Yeah.
She likes wheated whiskey.
What is this one?
This is a 120 wheated.
Because this is a little
larceny,
sweet for me.
Larceny is weird.
Yeah, larceny is hit or miss.
Like, this is not what I would put in.
That's why I used it as a mixer in the first one.
Yeah.
Like, larceny, if you get a good bottle, it's shit. You got a good bottle. But if you don't get a good bottle...
It's shit.
It's
I got a
shit
bad bottle.
And you're like, fuck, this just became like a whiskey and Coke.
Now, you did have a couple of really nice old fashions on our meanderings.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
New Orleans
we were
getting
pictures.
Was good. Yeah, I sent pictures.
Did you? Good for you.
It's my go-to anymore. It's just, if they have a weird variation that looks promising of a...
Sorry, I just, nope.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
I'm getting them drunk, folks.
Let me pull it up. It was a really excellent old fashioned.
The one
variation.
You sent, didn't you? I think
it was the second one, and that was okay.
I was gonna say, you said one was like burnt marshmallow or something. Was that? Or am I?
Let me
miss. And maybe miss. Anyway, so back to. So ended up going and getting my whiskey.
Yeah.
Drove up to D.C.
I love D.C.
Jose's like, I'm at the Sheraton at the Pentagon. So drove around, missed my turn, had to U-turn it around, came back because D.C. is not confusing at all to drive.
Not at all.
Got there and...
Yeah, here it is right here. I sent a picture and you were like, staying at the Sheraton by the Pentagon.
Yep. Yeah. So ended up, him and I, we opened both bottles that I bought. the My Lottery bottle, which is 144 proof.
Ooh.
I'll bring it on the show.
Okay.
We'll do another show with it. It's one of those things that I don't mind sharing it with people. It just has to be the right people in the right time because it is never available.
Am I the right person?
You are.
Yeah.
You are. It's not available anymore. Okay. And it's hard to get.
Oh, like, that's tough when they're not available and you really like them.
It's a lottery only and it's 6 hours away.
Yeah.
So I would totally drive there and back now.
Yeah.
Now that I've had it. Like it was going in blind. I would totally do it. But so him and I had a couple shots or sips. We didn't shoot it. And then we ran around all the monuments at 11 o'clock at night, like fucking school kids.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
It was, and there was
the
no
monuments
one around.
At night are fantastic.
Oh, it was
I love
so much
DC.
Fun.
If someone forced me to choose a city that I must live in, I would choose DC. I really love DC. I've been to a lot of cities. I love DC.
So it was called Not Just Your Old Fashioned, and I didn't get it. It was supposed to be made with Basil Hayden, and I did not do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
I
haven't met anybody yet that likes Basil Hayden.
I know one. Nope, not mentioning.
Okay. Basil Hayden tastes like soap.
Ew.
So, actually, Basil Hayden to me tastes like cilantro.
I did Elijah Craig instead.
Good choice. Cilantro to me tastes like 1980s Dove soap that you would get put in your mouth for cussing.
Oh, yeah.
Or mouthing off.
Right.
So I'm that weirdo that cilantro tastes like soap.
Oh, I'm sad for you. Cilantro does not taste like soap for me. But
I still eat it.
So
it's fine.
It was called Not Just Your Old Fashioned. It was, so I did Elijah Craig, Averna, which is an Italian bitter, praline liquor, and coffee bitters.
It was really.
Oh, that one. Yes.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was a great old fashioned.
It was.
Variation.
It's almost like a coffee old fashioned.
Yeah. It was,
but it
so
wasn't
good.
Heavy on the coffee. Like the coffee was like, oh, it's there.
It's there.
It was just beautifully balanced.
It was
balanced.
Just really, really good.
Yeah, unlike a Starbucks latte.
Oh,
which
you're
disgusting.
Treading on dangerous ground.
No. Here's why I like Starbucks, because it doesn't matter. I travel a lot.
Doesn't matter which one you go to; they're always the same.
They are, and like I have, and I love to check out local, you know, small owned coffee shops. But I tell you what, I can't do dairy anymore. It's a thing. It pisses me off. And
I like oat
when
water.
I was in Seattle, I went to a small spot, got my latte, emphasized it must be almond or oat milk. I don't care which one. And I got dairied and it was, I'm at a work trip, man. I can't. Like bad things happen, but my pants don't fit because I'm just miserable.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And that
she,
has
she
never
was like,
happened.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's never happened in a Starbucks.
We got a text.
Right.
I would have immediately taken it back.
Well, I was already back to the hotel and it was a 20-minute walk and
I would have called. I would have Karen the shit out of that place.
And what is your clue that they may not have used?
Yeah. So I'm drinking my coffee and I'm like, wow, trust Seattle to figure out how to make a good foam out of almond milk because it had a really beautiful foam and you can't make a good foam out of almond milk. And I'm like, wow, Seattle, way to go. And I'm like, this is a really good, I should have just trusted my gut where I'm like, this is a great almond milk latte. Because like, there is a trade-off. There is.
15 minutes later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was not an almond milk latte.
Oh, it was not a
that
good
That was,
scene.
So you like the almond water, the nut water.
I will do almond or oat milk for my coffee drinks.
I can't call them milk.
Right. I know. I get it. It is.
I get it. I can't call them milk, though.
Yeah.
They're not milk anymore.
Yeah, it's almond drink.
It's almond beverage.
Almond beverage.
Oat beverage.
Oat beverage.
Which is
because
fine. The milk and big
the,
milk.
The dairy. Big milk. Yes, exactly.
Big milk.
Big milk.
Big milk has good lobbyists.
Like how
in
dare
Washington
you?
And was like, you lobbyists. Can't call it milk because it can't. It doesn't come from a cow or a goat or a.
It's not. It doesn't come from a mammal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to explain to people at work why. Why doesn't it say almond milk anymore? I'm looking specifically for almond milk. I was like, well. The dairy lobbyists got very upset, and so they lobbied the government, and now it's not allowed to be called almond milk anymore.
Yeah.
I think milk is a brand.
It's certainly a specific descriptor.
Which would be like Xerox.
Or Kleenex.
Kleenex.
Yeah.
Q-tips.
Yeah.
They're all, they like Xerox lost their patent because of that. Oh. Well, they didn't fight it, so you weren't doing a carbon copy a facsimile.
You were doing.
Yeah.
You were I'm going to Xerox this.
Right.
So when other companies came out with copy machines, we'll just get a Xerox of it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So it became common verbiage. It's like Google it. Like, oh, I'll just Google that.
Yeah. Can you pour me something that I will like?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Do you want to do another show?
What are we at? Like,
well, the recorder's been running for 53 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we can sneak one more.
So we can do another one.
Roll it into another show.
I mean, we can keep recording and just roll another show.
Okay. You're the boss. I'm just here drinking.
I've done that too.
Like,
we've done a part two.
Mediocre drinks today, and I feel like I am owed something that I'm going to like.
Oh, so like, now I'm curious. Do we do a New York sour? Do we?
I mean, we've kind of.
Yeah, it's like, we'll stick with bourbon.
I mean, we've done bourbon with wine.
I feel like she'll like a Weller Antique.
Yes. If you have one open.
I do.
Then probably.
All right. Let's do that.
You know what? Let's stop here. And then we'll just fire up another show.
Sure.
All right. So next week, we're going to do Weller Antique. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. For Mike and Melissa at the Mac Shack, I'm Martel. We're out.
Bye. See ya.